Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
something about you, cause you could change my mind. Wanna let you know that you could, you could change my mind.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Morning coffee, vanilla latte, sip to go. Drink it slow.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Your biggest challenge isn't someone else. It's the ache in your lungs and the burning in your legs and the voice inside you that yells, can't. But you don't listen. You just push harder. And then you hear the voice whisper, can. And you discover that the person you thought you were is no match for the one you really are.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Hi, entrepreneurs. It's Carrie Hines. Be armed with your very own copy of my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, and learn all the ways to break up your own hair industry success. It's available at Amazon.com.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest. And you'll never guess who this is. This is her very first time being featured right here on our broadcast. It's my great honor to welcome to the show Miss Tanya Green. Good morning and happy fan day. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to speak with you today and get to know a little bit more about how you became so incredibly versatile
in
everything that you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, first of all, I appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to serve folks who are in the hair and beauty industry or who are entrepreneurs and just beginning their journey. It is a journey, I call it. It's just been a pleasure. It really is, by being able to reach fans from all over the world through the Hair Radio Morning Show, and or to have new fans discover Hair Radio through Upscale Magazine, see some of my design work over there inside of their publication. The Upscale Magazine itself has been around for 34 years, and my company, Hair Radio, has been around for 27 years. So we've been just doing the work. That's what we've been doing. And to touch folks like yourself, Tanya, as a fan of what we're doing, and that's kind of how we've been able to connect. What has it meant to see some of the things that you've witnessed through Hair Radio or some of my work over the years?
Well, I've been following you on Facebook and for almost 20 years. So
wow.
When you were first starting out, you know, I was impressed with what you were doing. When you started your podcast, I was even more impressed. And then I've just watched you grow in terms of sharing business knowledge with people, kind of helping out the community and making things, you know, financially good for other people and in a somewhat selfless way. And
Thank
that's you. Been so impressive. And then when I saw your graphic design, I was like, whoa, this ad is really effective. you know, and there are a lot of graphic designers who've been in the field for years that can't just, you know, put together something quite that that efficient and beautifully designed. And so I just had to comment on that because it was so impressive. And now I'm finding out all these different areas that you've branched out into and that you've become an expert at. And it's just kind of mind-blowing.
Thank you so much, Tanya. I appreciate that. I really do. Your words will forever stay with me. To have anybody mouth that I'm a talented designer, I appreciate that. And yes, I've had the opportunity to share a lot of the gifts I've been given, and to just love the industry and the people in it, and to do so genuinely. I'm not a competitor. I've never considered myself to be any kind of competition for anybody. I have always focused on how to accomplish great things in my own right. And I love entrepreneurs. I love entrepreneurs in the hair and beauty industry particularly, as well as, you know, any small business. But I absolutely do because it's just reminiscent of my own path that I've had to take. And and I want to do everything I can to make sure that you are as successful as you want to be. And that's why I created a promotions business. That's what we do. You will pay, but you're going to get work that is unique. You're not going to find what I do on everybody's Facebook page.
Right.
That's not going to happen. We're very unique. We're very serious. And we offer business coaching as well. So we do a lot to, you know, we've helped thousands and thousands. I've had, if you just do the math, folks, we're, like I said, we're closing in closely on 1,000 three-hour episodes, the most successful hair radio broadcast in the world, broadcasting period, in the history of broadcasting. And we have the most recorded content of anybody, again, in the history of broadcasting. We were the first to have a radio broadcast on hair and beauty on terrestrial AM and FM radio. So those are some things that we can be very, very proud of. And we have, I've interviewed thousands of people literally on the show. You can just do the math. So, you know, most people say that they're exaggerating. When we say it, we mean it, literally. So what this was about today was taking the time to talk to some of our fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, as well as, you know, some of our graphics. Like I said, folks don't realize that we do everything in graphics design, digital graphics. They may need banners or postcards or business cards or, you know, whatever they need, designs for their social media or their T-shirts or whatever it is, we can do it right here at my company at Hair Radio. We also, folks don't realize that we do everything from being able to write a press release or put together a media kit to creating a book or publishing a book or audio album for that much. We take them from A to Z. You really don't have to do anything but make a phone call, and we've got you. Mm-hmm. We've got you covered.
Amazing.
So I'm very proud. So, Tanya, now tell us. Now, you are where? You're located in what city and state?
I am in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Nebraska.
And,
I've got fans in Nebraska.
Yeah, you do.
Wow. Thank you so much. This means a lot. Well, I love your words, and I really do. And this just, I won't forget it. And what Tanya wrote that really got me, Tanya, why don't you read what you said on that posting, which caught my attention for this fan day.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me pull it
that
up.
That would be fantastic. Tanya Green out of the Lincoln, Nebraska area. Again, Hair Radio Morning Show. We're from coast to coast here in America, and we're all around the world, as you guys know. We reach everybody from all across Europe, as well as in Australia, down under. We're shouting out Catherine down there, and up in Ghana and West Africa, to Ebenezer and to Mawarin in Nigeria, to our friends in Kenya out on the East Coast, to up in Egypt, down in South Africa, and as well as other places around the world. We just love you. We appreciate you. We support you. America has been fantastic. The people up in, the Northeast, we love you guys. Down in Florida, the Midwest, all the fans of the show. And so, Tanya, to know that we've touched you this morning, so what do you want to tell folks? What was that posting that you shared?
I was looking through one of your posts, and I saw an ad that you had designed, and it blew me away because it was so perfect. And so this is what I commented.
Wow, that's what I initially went to college for and had to say, among your other talents, you are one talented designer. You chose the perfect font, included the right information, and made the ad both skimmable and compelling. And there's a lot of information that you had to share there. And then I was curious if you ever took a typography class or a graphic design class, or how you learned to do all of that.
Thank you. And let me answer that. I appreciate that question. I really do, Tanya Green. First of all, I love that you said that, and I take, when it comes to, here's my process. I'm a person who is a creative, a writer. So everything I do first starts with pen to paper, literally. And so I'm thinking about that. First, it's the overall message of what needs to be communicated. And in that particular ad that you're referring to, in which I did an ad for a doctor, an ENT doctor, what just comes to mind is that I did not have a whole lot of information. I never spoke with him, so I had to kind of, what's really remarkable is that I had to use, from top to bottom, my imagination. And I do this for every single client, everybody that we work with, is try to figure out what is that message that they're communicating and how can I tell that graphically the best way possible. And it doesn't end there. It also comes down to color designs. That plays a big part in it. I want to make sure that we have the right combination of colors in what we're trying to communicate. And so it's a perfect storm of, like you said, it's got to be compelling as well. It's all of the above. And so picking out the fonts and everything, it's a science. I take everything very seriously. And and hopefully at the end of the day, you have something that is unique. And you're not going to see what we've designed in a whole bunch of places, per se, So in terms of, that I'm copying off other people. No, it's the opposite. So we want to be the leader in this arena. And I think we've accomplished that through Hair Radio Graphics, through HairRadio.com. Through our, as you mentioned, our radio podcast work, through developing for Upscale Magazine radio, and having our graphics included in their magazine, our advertisements that we've been able to do for other folks. So I'm very fortunate. And I've got to say, Tanya Green, thank you. Thank you for this time. It's been quite remarkable. And I'm looking forward to letting this just be a continuation of your supporting us, and vice versa, and vice versa. And just thank you. So thank you. Any last words you want to leave with us today?
Oh, no, it's been a pleasure talking to you and hearing a little bit more about, you know, your journey to get to this point where you're wearing a lot of different hats and you're good at all of it.
You are just, we just appreciate you here on the show and at Hair Radio. And thank you, Tanya Green, for taking the time to be concerned about what we're doing. It's my honor. It really is. Thank you so much. All right. For Fan Day, I'm Carrie Hines with Tanya Green out of the Lincoln, Nebraska area. Just one of the many fans of what we're doing at Hair Radio. We'll be right back.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair masks, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800. Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us for the very, very first time, and we have gotten to make this young man's acquaintance through social media. We're going to talk to him about his incredible business opportunity for all of you guys. His name, well, this is what he goes by. He goes by Mr. Hair 411 on Instagram, on IG. But I call him Marcus. Marcus, good morning, and welcome to the Hair Radio Show, the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning, and welcome.
Good morning.
Yes. So listen, I want to just jump right on in. First of all, one of the big reasons that we wanted to bring you on today is because you specialize in something that I think might be of interest to everybody. We could all benefit from more sales. We're all entrepreneurs. And I think this thing called sales funneling has kind of been bubbling at the surface for a while. We want to find out more about it. We want to make sure and go to the folks who know. So, Marcus, can you tell us what exactly is sales funneling or funneling sales? Just tell us about it.
All right. Basically what it is, right? You put your, you know how a lot of beauty professionals, they have a multitude of products. They have like a whole line of products.
Right.
Well, you take your best-selling product, put it on one page with it, with that's on sale, right? And you put it on sale so that they have a reason to buy it now. You know, give them like a little offer. And
right.
Yeah. You know how when you're doing a website and a lot of people just can click off the email pop-up where they can put in the email to subscribe. Well, what I would do is I'll put the email first. I'll put that first and put it towards like a landing page. And so they have to put in the email first And then we sort of sell them on why they should buy your product and why they should buy it right now, right? And get them a nice deal for when they buy it. So just in case if they don't buy it, we still have their email address. And it's almost like dating a customer. Even if they don't buy, it's okay. You can just basically build that relationship in the emails.
Okay, got it. So you just begin that contact. Okay, so the first thing is to get the individuals to enter their email address and go to the page or the link that you have set up for them.
Yes.
Okay, and on that page or link will be the product or service that you want to most promote to sell or offer to them.
Yes.
And then the person would go ahead, click possibly like a, to, you can, you know, they'll be able to see to purchase it and click on the link there. Is that how it generally works?
Yes, yes. And the difference between a website and a sales funnel, with a sales funnel, you can actually upsell them. It's almost like you go into McDonald's. You go to the drive-thru and you order one burger. What's the first thing they tell you? Would you like a fries and a drink with that?
Right, because, right. They're constantly cross-promotion, trying to increase the into money. And of course we do. Yeah, I'll take a big a burger and a fries. And then they try to offer you, well, what about a larger size?
Exactly. So that's the same thing as in a sales funnel. What we do, we offer them something that they need to solve the next problem with, you know. Like, of course, and what that does, it allows you to make more money overall.
Okay, so, and let's just say that we have a lot of hairstylists who all have a book. Let's start there. They have a book that they would like to sell to everybody. How would we do that? We would first, let me just tell you what I imagine, and that is to first to set up a landing page with the book details on it.
Yes.
Now, and then, So you, I'm deferring to you. Go right ahead, Marcus.
Okay. The strategy with the book is sort of different than a physical product.
It would be like a physical book. It's a physical book.
It would be, but the strategy is sort of different. The strategy I would use for like a physical book will be like a free plus shipping. Give them the book for free and have them pay for the shipping. That way, it'll give them a nice little offer, you know, a nice little say, okay, I'm going to get this book for free. Let me, all I have to do is pay for the shipping. And then the next thing you'll do is give them, say, if you're a hairstylist, right, you'll get, and the book is I'm trying to think of an example what a book would be.
Well, I have a real example. I have my book, which is available to everybody, called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. And so what we normally do, and I'm happy it's not a secret out there, our book is available out on the internet for $25, which includes shipping. So I'm happy if there is a way that we can figure this out where – you know, we can, you know, send the book out. I don't know if that would, you know, if I could do it the way you have put in that case, but some of our other items we can do that way. That sounds awesome. But, but okay, but go ahead. So let's just use my book, for example.
Okay. Your book, for example, is you said $25 and that includes shipping, right?
Yeah.
Now, what if we said, okay, put it on the sales funnel and say regular price is $25. But we say, okay, today is free, and you only have to pay $10 for shipping.
Okay.
Now, more people are going to buy it and say, okay, that's a good deal for me. Let me go ahead and buy it now, right? Now, the next thing you'll do is say, okay, what problem needs to be solved next? You say, how to get rich in the beauty industry. What problem will need to be solved next for them to make more money faster? Right, you say, okay, maybe give them.
Well, I have the answer to that, and I would tell everybody. to simply sign up and become a distributor, start your own hair, you know, get our products to offer to the folks out there in, you know, in bulk. So they can, and, you know, that's a great way that they can add to the bottom line and actually become rich in the hair business.
Exactly. And that's be the next step. And so now you're combining two of your businesses into one with a sales funnel. And that's what a sales funnel would do.
I see. And so our next step is to bring everybody to that point where they can sign up and become a distributor. And we have different price points for that. Well, I love that. So the links will kind of take them on. Now, so from the book's landing page, where do we go from there? How do, what do we set up next? Another landing page for the other item, for the sign-up for the distributor?
No, it would actually be another sales page saying, wait, before you go, I have this one-time offer for you where you can take it right now. And you can either make it for that, or you can, and then the next thing, for that, the next thing that they'll probably need is, okay, how do I sell it? You know, give them a course on how they could sell it.
Right. We have, well, for myself, of course, we have a whole college on it.
but
I see what you mean. But just in general, I love that. So listen, this is very helpful information for you guys out there. Listen, let me catch you up. If you're just tuning in to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show, I'm Carrie Hines. Now, this is a very, very special interview today. It's not our normal interview. I'm so happy to have this gentleman who's known as Mr. Hair 411 on the internet, especially Instagram, IG. Again, Mr. Hair 411. Check him out. He goes by Mr. Hair, but we call him Marcus, of course. He's incredible. Very familiar with the sales funnels that he sets up for hairstylists, for small businesses, folks out there trying to earn more money. I love what he's doing. He makes it so that, you know, as you guys out there have hair products and things like that, he helps you set up landing pages and all of this to funnel sales from literally through these, you know, the special way that he sets up the promotion. So I'm super excited to put him to work here at Hair Radio and also have you guys to, you know, to give him a shot. And so I'm so excited. The great news is that you can easily connect with Marcus. Now, we're going to share this. Of course, he's on Instagram as Mr. Hair 411. But while you're right here at hairradio.com, what you can do is go, if you're not, go to hairadio.com. Again, Hair Radio. So it's hairadio.com. We're going to put some articles there on the group page for the Hair Radio Morning Show so you'll be able to read about Marcus. Plus, he's a member. So you can click on the members tab and simply send him a message, follow him, all that wonderful good stuff. And I'm sure he'll do the same. So listen, this is just incredible. Our online community, again, you can sign up for free. It connects everybody that you're here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're so proud. And Marcus, what do you think about all this?
Yeah, I love it.
Is that not amazing? So listen, so folks may have questions. Marcus is available to help you. This is his business, and this is how he sets up. So now, Marcus, I got it with the sales idea, so we'll sell, and then we get an opportunity to upsell and cross-sell. But now, how do we make money at this? So do we pay you a certain fee? Do you get a percentage? How does that work?
Yes. I would tell people call me first because it depends on what type of funnel I have to do.
Okay.
Awesome. You know?
So set that up. You guys heard it right here, and that's a great answer. You know, you got to speak to Marcus. He's got to get information from you in order to know how to best serve you. So listen, I just want to say, Marcus, thank you. My gosh. Now, hold it. Before we let you go, is there anybody that you want to shout out to today?
Yeah, I want to shout out Yanni Red, and I also want to shout out Millionaire Barber.
Okay. Well, listen, I thank you for that, and thanks so much for being with us. Okay. Keep it right here, folks. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's been my honor again, Mr. Marcus. Thank you so much, Marcus. Mr. Hair 411 Sales Funnels. Thanks so much, Marcus, for being with us.
Just call my name. That you could call on when you were in trouble. Ever had a love who comes to you on the double? There's no need to look no further. I'm waiting here for you.
Where you are, you could be me, or you.
listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest comes to us from the world of medical hair replacement. It is my great honor to welcome to our broadcast for the very, very first time, Miss Linda Boyce. Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to our broadcast.
Good morning. Good morning. I am so happy to be here to discuss this important topic of hair loss and hair replacement. My goodness. So happy to be here.
Absolutely. And first, I want to establish just that. Your company, Linda Boyce, your company is Restore Hair Now, Trichology and Hair Replacement Center. So let's break it on down because we, at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we walk kind of in the middle of the road where we have the folks who are the professionals who are in the business, the hairstylists and all the folks, the manufacturers and all of that. And then on the right side, we have the wonderful clients that, you know, goes and sits in the chairs and who are looking for these services.
Yes.
So we kind of speak to everybody. So first, for those who may not know what Trichology is, would you be kind enough, Linda, just to tell everybody a little bit more about what Restore Hair Now is all about and what Trichology actually means?
Well, trichology is a big word, and I know since post-COVID, you know, the public is becoming more and more aware of trichology, but just to break it down, it's the study of hair and scalp, and I mean, hair and scalp is huge. We look at it in the mirror, but we don't really understand, you know, how it grows or how does it not grow, what stops it from growing. So that's trichology, the study of hair and scalp, and it's a growing industry right now because we recognize that ladies and men are losing their hair, and we need to find out why.
Well, let's start there, Linda. Tell us, you know, because these are in big numbers. I mean, I think I've seen things over the years, 7 and 8 out of 10 and even more than that. And you do something. You have even a more specialized area. You kind of help folks who are dealing with medical hair replacement a lot. So we got a lot to get into this morning.
Okay, absolutely.
We really do. And first I want to establish, now you are where? Where are you in America?
I am in Pearland, which is a suburb of Houston, Texas. Texas.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I haven't been out to Houston in a while, but always great folks out there. And we have a lot of our wonderful fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show who are in your neck of the woods.
Oh, so great. That's wonderful.
Yes. So, all right. So let's take it from the top. You have folks who are, you know, who are professionals. You deal with everybody, correct? How does that work? Are you with your wonderful clinic, your center, your Restore Hair Now, Trichology and Hair Replacement Center?
Yes, we service men and women because, you know, of course, men and women are losing hair. I think for the greater part of it, we service a lot of women that might be suffering from different types of hair loss. And when it comes to hair loss, it's divided really down into two categories, scarring and non-scarring. Non-scarring hair loss are those hair losses that through some treatment, various types of treatments, the hair will grow back. And then there's the scarring that the hair does not grow back for different reasons. It might be trauma. It might be chemo or radiation. So there are various reasons why a person's hair might be nutrition deficient. So there are so many different reasons why a person's hair will not grow back. So we study, which is the trichology part, and then the non-surgical hair replacement part for those clients who have a scarring, a scarring alopecia, if you will, whose hair will not grow back. And that's where the non-surgical hair replacement comes in. And that's also a big word. Like, you say, oh, so what is that? Well, that is what we call a person might seek out a cranial prosthesis. Oh, another big word. But so AKA wig.
Right.
But, you know, when we're dealing with the medical part of it, we call it cranial prosthesis. So in essence, it's a wig, but it's not a basic wig. It's a prosthesis that's customized for the client, depending on the type of hair loss. For instance, a lady might not have total hair loss. She might have hair loss only in the crown, and she might need a topper just to cover that area. So this is so extensive, and so that's why a consultation is needed, Carrie.
Well, we've got to talk about these consultations and all of that because this is huge,
yes.
As you pointed out and you explained so eloquently, and I appreciate that. This is ginormous.
Yes.
And I've chatted
with a lot
of folks. Yes, it really is.
Yes.
And you mentioned cranial prosthesis.
Yes.
You know, so those are words and things that folks are not all that necessarily familiar with unless you have
yes.
to, you know, begin talking about this, you know, this kind of area or this
yes.
whole, you know, area
yes.
of expertise, what you guys have. But it reminds
yes.
me of when the word alopecia, you know,
yes.
kind of scattered, you know, skedoodled into our vernacular
yes.
after last year's Oscar Awards.
Yes.
We had, as a, you know, country or world for that much, never really understood or knew what the word alopecia meant. By
yes.
and large, if you're not in the hair business. And
yes.
so these are things that you guys, and I believe that the hair replacement, which is a big business too, and that part has
yes.
been growing for years and years. And,
yes.
and but I love what you're doing in terms of providing a service. And I, you know, and for folks who, like you pointed out, the scarring,
yes.
alopecia, the type of alopecia that, well, their hair is not necessarily going to grow back. You're giving
right.
other solutions.
Yes.
So you guys, it's not invasive, am I correct? Is it topical?
It's not invasive. There are, you know, solutions that are invasive, but what we
right.
do, because, you know, we are licensed to touch, but we are not licensed to conduct in-depth surgeries or anything like that. And those are other options as well if the client opts to go for a hair transplant, for instance.
Right.
But we are non-invasive.
And you know what? Please make sure that that's clear to folks.
Yes.
You know, I
yes.
really speak to those clients up there. You know, be careful. Be careful because there are lots of different folks along the spectrum of hair and hair care.
Yes.
And you know, a lot of folks think that everybody's kind of, you know, we're cookie cutter and everybody does the same thing.
Absolutely.
And even just hairstylists are not trained as specialists
yes.
in hair replacement.
Yes.
So, or hair loss.
Yes.
Or anything
like
that.
That's a specialty. That's
right.
a special
it
niche.
Is.
Yes.
Special completely. Linda, let me tell you, just hit it on the head. So please, and always, you know, keep your dermatologist, keep your doctors.
Absolutely.
Keep all of them, you know, have your team, always keep them there. And before
yes.
you, you know, decide, you know, just be careful. Just be careful, folks. Because,
yes.
I just want, you know, to make sure. And Linda, so listen, let me just bring everybody up to speed. if you have just tuned in, you're listening to an all-new episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show with my very, very special guest today. Her name is Linda Boyce. Now, she's out of Pearland, Texas. Now, I've never heard of Pearland, but it's right near. So I've never heard of Pearland, but it is a – but I love the name. It's hard to forget the name, so I love
yes.
that. And it's right outside of Houston, Texas. Today we're talking about hair replacement, but mythical hair replacement. And I'm always concerned as well because there are folks who, you know, experience hair loss sometimes, and they can feel that they believe that it's connected to medication and all that. So
yes.
we're always careful on the show. We don't
yes.
want anybody drastically stopping anything.
Absolutely.
See your doctor. Please, folks, my gosh, okay,
yes.
don't, yeah, go to doctors, always keep them in the loop, don't just
yes.
make changes,
Right.
Okay, I really always have to say that.
Yes, and I love what you said, Carrie, about be careful. You know, one thing that as I begin to study and really understand that the hair is connected to the body, and you know, what we feed our bodies at in essence, feeding or not feeding our hair follicles. And that's one of the things that I would love for people to understand, right? Be careful. There is no magic portion or lotion. It's all marketing, you know, longer, stronger, thicker hair. Well, you know, I make a joke, but it's not a joke. You know, if you were born with one follicle, then you're going to die with one follicle. You know, there's nothing that can increase the follicles on your hair. Now, of course, you can use shampoos and topical things to make the hair look fuller, but we're not going to grow any new follicles. And so there's no overnight portion or lotion. The hair grows at, you know, approximately half inch per month. And so there's nothing that's going to accelerate that. So when you said be careful, I really want people to understand that. And if you're losing your hair, if you have lost, it's a process, you know, to even get it back, you know, at minimum 3 months to begin to see, 3 to 4 months to begin to see anything. So all the overnight promises and spray this and absolutely not. So I want, I want the listeners to understand that this is a process. Hair growth is a process. To regain your hair is a process, and it becomes a lifestyle. You know, sometimes you just have to change how you eat, you know, and the nutrients, you know, and the vitamins that we put in, and be consistent with that. So I just want listeners to understand that everything is a process. There's no overnight sensation where hair growth is concerned.
Now, and I love what all that you just said, Linda Boyce. You're absolutely correct. Restore Hair Now, Trichology and Hair Replacement Center.
Yeah.
This is just fantastic. Now, your website, and how can folks find you out there?
They can find me visiting that website, RestoreHairNow.com. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram, same name, Restore Hair Now. And you can email me also at Linda@RestoreHairNow.
And we are going to invite Linda Boyce to be a new member right here at our Hair Radio online community so that you guys, when you're here listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show at hairradio.com, you can, of course, connect with Linda right through us. We will be just excited. And so now on the client side a little bit, what advice do you have? What are some of the first steps? Like you had mentioned earlier about, you know, you have one of the, you know, the folks, sometimes they have, like, you may have a client or there's a client up here with this circular, you know, they're experiencing some hair loss and, you know, some scarring and it's not growing back. And, you know, some kind of a topical item might be the answer, you know, the topper that you, I think you said. What are some of the first steps you tell someone who, it looks like, you know, that there's really a serious problem? And what's the first thing in that wonderful consultation that you mentioned that you want to address with the person?
What I would love to address and just let people know, we mentioned the word alopecia. There's so many different types of alopecia or combinations of. And so that's the one thing I would love to, we just can't say alopecia. There's alopecia areata. There's telogen effluvium. There's CCCA. There's androgenic alopecia. So first of all, we have to determine what type it is. So whether we visit a trichologist like myself or we visit a dermatologist, we have to understand the type of alopecia, the type of hair loss that you are experiencing. And like I said, one size does not fit all. One treatment plan does not fit the other type of alopecia. So, you know, so we don't just go, we don't put on blindfolds and just say eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Absolutely not. We have to identify the type of hair loss, and then we go ahead and develop a treatment plan for that type of alopecia specifically.
Absolutely. And Linda, I just want to say, I love that you guys, as trichologists, you're working in tandem with the hairstylist. You know, make sure you guys out there that you, like I said earlier, that you have a little pod, a little team approach when it comes to your hair care. And, you know, and I think this is awesome. And I love that you're giving options. And the other thing that you mentioned, and I think it's a little bit outside of folks I've had on recently who are in the realm of hair replacement, your shop, your center, the okay, so here it is, Restore Hair Now, Trichology and Hair Replacement Center, you deal with both male and female clients. So talk to us a little bit about that. Is there a difference between the male clients you service and the female clients?
Yes, females, well, they typically will have other types of hair loss that might be that might be hormone driven. You know, men have hormones too. Definitely, yes, hormone driven. And then there are other types of hair loss also that is specific to certain types of, like, you know, African American women. There's hair loss that's, you know, so there's male pattern baldness, and then there's female pattern, which is different. A man will, you know, as it progresses, he's going to lose, you know, it starts with hairline recession and then, you know, the very top of the head, crown. And so that might go away completely. With women with androgenic alopecia, there's thinning in the crown, but it will not go away completely. So there's definitely a difference in the type of hair loss that men and women may experience.
And I love what you said, especially about the African-American women. And I always explain to everybody as well in this arena, because I really wanted to talk about the traction alopecia out there for that, the number one for Black women. Let me just go ahead and say it. And it is also, I say it's the number one avoidable type of alopecia.
Absolutely.
So, and that's through education and information. And that's what it sounds like you're doing as a trichologist at Restore Hair Now, Trichology and Hair Replacement Center. So now where is it located? So is it also in Pearland? Where's your center located?
Yes, the address is 2743 Smith Ranch Road, Pearland, Texas, and the zip is 77584.
Awesome. Okay, and the website, one more
RestoreHairNow.com.
RestoreHairNow.com is the website. Okay, so Linda, I'm just excited. So the one question I also ask everybody when you come to the Hair Radio Morning Show, who are some of your influences? Like, you know, you've created this incredible business, so who are some of the folks who have influenced you, poured into you, so that you would do this wonderful thing here? Provide me.
Oh my goodness! There's so many along the way, but definitely I would like to mention Gigi, Gigi Gloria Ford.
My Gigi Ford. Yes, Gloria Ford.
She awesome. Poured and continues to pour into me and. World Trichology Society. I'm certified through them, through other courses as well, but they're one of the major players in the industry, and they continue to educate. You know, education is key. Awesome. They're new cutting-edge therapies and education that's always coming on the scene because research is continued. There's some things that we don't have all the answers to, so thank God for researchers, case studies, that continually to come and, you know, help us and help us navigate the waters of trichology and also hair replacement.
Absolutely. And this is, there, you know, we don't have all the answers with everything in trichology or anything when it comes to this. But, but there is, as Linda just pointed out, there is research being done, I say, every day. So advances are being made. Seek out the professionals. You can connect with Linda, connect with Gigi, all of these folks out there that are in that space. This is what, and most of the folks who are doing this work, they love it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, what about the privacy thing? I always forget to mention that to everybody. Because here's the thing. Well, you know how it is.
Yes.
And, you know, some of the guys are like this, but particularly I know when you go into shops, you don't want to be sitting right in the center of the floor.
Absolutely
so,
not.
Can we talk a little bit to that, Linda, please, address
yes.
that whole issue?
Yes. Yes, I have privacy rooms, depending on what you came in for the consultation. I have a wig room where I display different types of wigs and toppers. So, you know, that's one room. I have a consultation room where we go in and we delve in and I look at your hair and your scalp and we discuss some of the very intimate things that definitely you don't want to be out in the middle of any, you know, of a floor, as you said, you know, discussing
right.
those things. And I have a styling room. So I have four different rooms depending on what's happening.
And
so there's never yes,
you
there's
can,
never
yes.
an opportunity for anyone to feel, you know, that they won't be in a private situation.
Absolutely.
I've taken care of all of that.
I see. I love this. Restore Hair Now, Trichology and Hair Replacement Center. I have to say, Linda, just awesome. Just awesome
Thank
work.
You.
So now what's next for you before we say goodbye? What's next for you?
What is next? I continue to educate and I'm an educator as well, and I continue to grow and study the craft. And as we mentioned before, case studies, what's new on the horizon? What is the future for trichology? What's the future for non-surgical hair replacement? So there's ongoing, you know, if stylists are listening to this or, and also your listeners, they might have stylists as well. We have ongoing trainings that will help equip stylists and professionals to be able to service their clientele.
Now, Linda, I have to ask you to mention this. You guys have a big event that you're connected with
yes.
that's happening out in, actually, DFW, out in the Dallas area, Dallas, Texas, that is, for folks who
yes.
are not in that neck of the woods. Can you tell us a little bit about this event?
Yes, this event is for hairstylists, industry professionals, and what we are doing, it's called Legends and Masters. Legends and Masters, you know,
yes.
those that have been in the business, you know, combination is like 60 years of
Ooh.
Those professionals that will be sharing. You know, sharing, it will be hands-on. We're going to get business information, how to take your business to the next level. And that is taking place the end of March, the 26th to the 28th, definitely. And so that's for professionals that want to scale their business and get the information that they need to scale their business.
That is incredible. And I'm
yes.
loving that. So when they reach out to you, they can also find out more information about that.
Yes, and they can also visit hairreplacementbygigi.com, and all of the information is there.
Absolutely. And you guys who are tuning in, continue to listen to the Hair Radio Morning Show as well as the Hair Radio Online community. Go there because Gigi has also been on our show, so we're going to shout her out this morning as well. And we just love having you guys here because Linda Boyce and Gigi Ford, you guys are out there doing the work. And
yes.
Being the host here on the Hair Radio Morning Show for 28 years, I've heard so much about hair loss. And I hear it in the folks' voices, male and female, but particularly the females who call in and speak
yes.
to us. And it's devastating. It's something that that we've been talking about the entire time, really.
Yes.
So please continue to do the work that you're doing and keep us informed. And
Absolutely.
Try to get out there. And I'm really this is the first time I'm talking about it, but I'm going to see if I can get out there for your March 26th event and
yes.
See what we can do to continue the work as well here.
Absolutely.
So, so Linda, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair
Radio
Morning Show.
My pleasure.
You did a great job.
Awesome.
Okay. All right, folks. keep it right here. There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to today. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species. No victim song. I am a woman. I am an artist. And I know where my voice belongs.
Try your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Keri Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Keri Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
And welcome back to The Hair Radio Morning Show. Keri, over to you.
Okay, thank you, Angela. It's Friday morning, February 3rd of 2023. Yes, 2023. It is my great honor to welcome you to our mid-show hour at about 7:16 as we broadcast from New York City. if you're in Central Time Zone, about 6:16. And we've got a lot to get into this morning. I'm so excited to bring to the line. First, let me just say, it's our show number 818. Show number 818 today, for those of you who like to keep count and track. Again, my honor to bring to the line one more day the incredible Miss Nicole Marie. She's queen of the mornings here on our show.
Good morning.
The universe. Good morning. How
Good
are
morning.
You, Nicole Marie?
I'm great. I'm great. Yes. Happy Friday. Happy mid-show.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And Mississippi.
Of course.
Okay.
Happy Fan Day Friday.
It is. Oh, boy, did we have a fan on this morning. I don't know if
yes,
you heard it.
Yes, you did. I did.
Uh-oh,
I was listening to Miss Tanya from Nebraska. Yes, I was.
From Nebraska. I've got fans. We've got fans in Nebraska.
Yes. All over, Carrie. All over.
I see. Yes.
I'm so thankful for all of the fans. She did.
Yeah. I was just blown away. I really
so complimentary on your graphics, and just wonderful. Just
well,
to know that she's been following you and watching you, and just watching just everything, your success, and just everything.
Thank you.
From the about
Thank
the Hair
you.
Radio Morning Show. So congratulations
Absolutely.
To you, and that's wonderful.
Thank you. Well, it's actually congratulations to us. There is no one person who is responsible for all of this. It is an entire.
Well, that's true. We do work as a team, as a family, to get things done, to make things happen.
We do.
So, yes, it's wonderful.
And then that family includes you guys, the fans who actually tune in and support
right.
it. You support us by signing up in our Hair Radio Online community. At HRmember.com, just to say it. You support us by supporting the advertisers.
Exactly.
You know, we've got advertisers all the time and sponsors of our show. For example, we're going to be talking about Yada TV. There's a whole bunch of information we're going to be releasing. We have an incredible lady who runs that, and I'm so excited because she's going to be actually hosting the red carpet portion of our New York City Live stage
Tara.
Show. Y'all gotta get that out. Yeah, she'll be with us on that Monday from 2:30 to 6:30, but she's gonna be opening up and welcoming everybody. So as soon as you come through the door, it's a special VIP presentation and red carpet. We'll be taking pictures. It'll be streamed out, all kinds of things. But there are only portions being streamed, so you need to get your ticket, and it still costs money. So go to eventbrite.com as well as hairadio.com. It'll be set up there today for Hair Radio. But you can buy your ticket right now at eventbrite.com. So lots of things on the way. But, yes, I'm so excited. Her name is Tara. You've met her before. I'm going to see if I can get her interview that she did with us on, so that way you guys can take a listen. I'll do that perhaps if we get a moment. If not, we'll do it on Tuesday when we're back live again. So I'm really excited. I really am. Speaking of the event, this is something that is huge, and lots of folks are flying in. Nicole Marie will be one of those folks.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
me too.
Can't wait to get
nice.
To New York City and see Carrie Hines.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, this is going to be great. We've been here for a long time. I've lived in New York City for a couple of decades now, and I just loved it. It has been a welcoming community. I lived in Brooklyn, I'll say, for about that amount of time. But before that, I actually briefly lived in Harlem for a couple of years. I did. I don't think I've told that before. But I started out, Peggy Dotson and I, we both just happened to live in the same building on the same floor in Harlem.
Wow.
And that's kind of how I met Peggy. Peggy was doing television even then, and I was working on the radio side. And we just got along famously. famously. And we really did. And it, we've been friends ever since, and we would lose touch for several years and meet back up again. And we had a time to connect. We connected. She was interviewing Reverend Jesse Jackson, and so was I. So we had a chance to meet up again when Reverend Jesse Jackson said, Air Radio, what that?
Right.
I never forgot those words. And is that you? Yeah, hi, Gary. So we had such a great time. And she's been on our show many times as a result.
Yes, she has.
Yeah, she's just an incredible lady. We're going to shout her out. And I'm just excited. And I got a little message that Cheryl Morrow, you guys know the daughter of the Willie Morrow, Dr. Willie Morrow, who just passed the end of last year. But was an amazing, amazing gentleman.
Legendary.
Yeah. So it was just wonderful. But Cheryl, she saw my Moisture 100 logo, our beautiful blue logo for the Moisture 100, which is a new line under Carapy. You guys know our hair products. And Cheryl's like, I want to try this. I said, how nice is that? You'll see it on the posting when you go back on my Facebook page under Carrie Hines. It's right there. I said, wow. When the great Morrows want to try your hair products, you are doing something.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, you know you're doing something then.
You know you've made it.
That's
awesome. I've made it.
Wonderful.
Speaking of which, had a conversation with Hopkins yesterday. Michael Hopkins will be up later. Of course, you guys up there know Michael hosts the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs on Tuesday morning, live right here at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 for Central folks. So Michael and I were talking, and he let out this phrase that I never, ever heard of.
Okay.
And when I heard him say it, it was a transformative moment for me. And that phrase represented everything I've ever felt and hoped and believed, and I'd never heard it. Okay, and it's been around. I've been around, so I should have heard it, but I've never heard it. So it's called Black People. Oh, hold it. No, let me get it right. Black Progress, Making Black Progress. So I never heard of Making Black Progress. When Michael comes on, I'm going to have him talk a little bit about this because I said, wow, this represents everything I've ever believed, Making Black Progress. I like that, and I also like Making Blacks Progress. So take it whichever way you like.
That's powerful.
That's what it feels like to me. So that's what you're going to hear out here with us. We're going to have real talk. We love everybody. Everybody's welcomed on this show. I don't really care what color,
definitely
creed, or
inclusive.
We are all about everybody. What we get to share every morning is our experience. And, of course, I'm African American, so my experience is going to largely be focused and centered around that. But we love and welcome everybody. So I just want that.
Because we can only speak from our experience.
Right, exactly. So that's why we need you guys to tune in so we can share experiences. That's what this is about. We're sharing here at the Radio Morning Show. So listen, we've got some stuff to talk about. In addition to the big, Hair Radio on stage, again, that's Monday, March 6th. Go to 2023. I just want to know you're not hearing some old show or something. It's this year, and we'll be with you live. We got a lot of folks coming out. Eugene Davis, Gail Bruni will be with us. Jay Ellis, Tyra, and Tyra. We got two folks who'll be joining us. We have media partners like Upscale Magazine will be on the scene. We also have in part, we've got media sponsors like BOPSA.org, which is the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, and Yada TV. Now, speaking of BOPSA, Sam is going to join us. I just want to get this on out. He'll be with us on the radio show. So just right here next week, he'll be with us on the 10th, 1 week from today. Sam will be with us live. We're going to take him live. We're going to be doing some Bob's the Things, and we'll be kicking off the following week, I'm sure, for a Bob's a Week special. So that'll be coming up the following week. So we're going to be talking to Sam as we move into that space. And we're happy. It's Black History Month. Got to go in. Happy Black History Month.
Celebration. Yes.
Yeah.
Celebrate
absolutely.
Black History Month. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We're going to be getting on. We have some items and things to roll out with that. So we'll
yes,
be celebrating
we do.
The month of February.
Definitely going to be celebrating with Girl Power all month
yes,
long.
Yes, exactly. Well, I am excited about that because, yeah, women have played a prominent role in the
pivotal
building of
role.
This country, and especially
oh,
from
yes.
our community. So I can't
yes.
wait to hear what you're going to roll out
yes.
with
very
your girl power talk.
Very inspirational women. Oh, yes.
yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But first,
yes.
Terry, you're speaking of Black History Month. I just want to touch on hope for today.
I figured I said I know Nicole
yes.
Marie
yes.
has the hope lined up. Well, tell everybody,
I certainly
remind
do.
Everybody what hope is all about.
Yes. Well, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And I know every single person, no matter what you may be going through, can always focus on hope because it's important, because it gives our life meaning. So I just want to share to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show this moment that's courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. And each day I just share just an inspirational way from the book just to help lift your spirits, to just give you a boost for the day. So today, have a mind lift. Forget about facelifts. Look deeper than that. Give yourself a mind lift. Work on improving your brain power. The options are many. Read voraciously. Play mental games, do puzzles, change your perspective, look at other viewpoints. That's so critical.
It sounds
yes.
to me that you're talking about challenging yourself
yes.
mentally.
Yes.
It's, to me, a great way to stimulate your mind. Folks always say, well, Carrie, how do you learn all these things? How do? Well, first of all, you guys and my amazing on-air folks and our team and everybody, they know that once the show wraps at about 9 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock for you Central guys, once the show wraps, I take a battery of meetings. I have time
yeah.
out for artistic endeavors, for promotions and speaking with our clients and all that. But most importantly, I'm reading and learning what
right.
new programs are out there. What can I do
right.
to make this better? How can I be more
right.
efficient? So I'm always challenging myself to read and stay current
That's it.
And relevant.
Stay on top of things,
relevant.
Learn new things.
Yes.
Yes.
And even when I was thinking about the music this morning, I said, well, you know what? We do
The music was awesome this morning.
Oh, well, thank you. That means a lot. Because today we kind of did something that we don't normally do, which is play, like,
uh-huh.
love songs too often on the show.
Yeah, but it was
the
great.
Artists that we featured, well, there's the significance in these artists. We opened up the show with a song called Something About You. And I just mm-hmm. recently discovered this artist. Her name is Shaniqua Shande. And I'm super excited because she's coming right here to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Wonderful.
Through our amazing friends at Upscale Magazine and Upscale Magazine Radio. Yeah. So we're going to be able to chat with
excited.
Her.
Excited.
And yeah, and find out where the inspiration for this song. We'll get it back on in a little bit so you
okay.
can take a closer listen. And I'm real excited about that. Allison Williams, Just Call My Name. Wow. and I'll come running.
Love
it gets
that
no
song.
Better than that.
No, it doesn't.
Allison,
no, it doesn't.
I love her so much. She and I chatted as if I had known. Well, I feel like I've known her for decades because I have. She's an incredible artist who is also in radio as well. So we just, you know, cut from the same cloth. And Allison has had that huge record in the 90s, Just Call My Name, and I'll Come Running. And we just talk and talk. I'm going to have to get
love
a
it.
Little bit of her interview that she did with us way back in on. I'll get some
that would be great.
Yeah, we love Miss Allison Williams. We chat with everybody.
Yeah.
We really
have. We certainly
have.
Do.
We have chatted with everybody. If you've been out there for any period of time, you are familiar with Hair Radio. And
right.
I'm just really excited. We've got a lot of wonderful things that we'll be doing.
Yes, we do.
We also, now, I don't know if you had a chance to listen early this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know we're from 6 to 9 New York time, 5 to 8 Central. We led in with an interview, a couple interviews, actually. We had Marcus, who is just a wonderful young man who's really trying to get his business going, creating sales funnels for hair folks.
Yes,
so I
love it.
Put that on again because I really want you guys to connect with him. He's on our Hair Radio community. You can easily find him. Go to hrmember.com. It's free to sign up yourself to be a member. Again, it's www.hrmember.com. All of us are there. So if you want to send a special message to Nicole Marie, you can do so. If you want to send a message to our guest, we are getting everybody signed up at hrmember.com.
Yes.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. You
great way to stay in
there.
Contact. Yes.
Absolutely. We love hearing from you. And read the posts that we put up. We are often talking about the guests and doing Q&As and all kinds of things that you won't learn, nor will you see anywhere else. Our content is original content. It is what we call the big O. It's organic.
Certainly is.
So please, you want to definitely follow that and follow us. Again, Hair Radio, making Black progress. Love it.
Wow.
Yeah. And also, Hair Radio, making Blacks progress. So we love it.
Awesome.
And you can hashtag it up right here at Hair Radio. You can hashtag it up, we say. Again, making Black progress. Now, I have another catchphrase that I don't think I don't know if I should be so proud of this one. Folks tease me so badly, Nicole Marie, on this note. They are always, because quite often, you know, when I'm chat on the phone later, I'm always
I already know.
And, you know, and they just, they say it back to me all the time, especially Queen Tree, so many others that I talk to. And, okay, I'll let you have it. Okay, they don't say it like this. They mock me so badly. It's ain't that nice. So it's a little
ain't
bit
colloquial,
you know, words. That, yeah, ain't that nice. And they just tease me endlessly on that. So I said, okay, I'm going to hashtag it. Ain't that nice.
Wow.
Okay, because it is. Ain't
very
that nice. Yes. Hey, hi. That's me. So I'm loving
that's you.
This morning. Okay. Yes, that is me. So Blue is the proprietor of Divine Energy Luxury Candles. Divine Energy Luxury Candles. You guys know them. You've heard the commercial right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. She comes to us live, pretty much live every day, I believe, about this time mid-show, and she walks us through this incredible process of giving us the scent of the day.
Yeah,
and that's something
wonderful
that is
scent.
I don't, honestly, Nicole Marie, I don't know any other broadcast that has the scent of the day. So that's
I don't either.
That
I've never
original.
Heard it.
Well,
yeah,
you have
right
now.
Here.
Right here at Hair Radio.
Right here.
So let me bring on the line without further ado. She is, I call her the Queen of Candles. You guys know her. Again, the proprietor of Divine Energy Luxury Candles from Jacksonville, Florida. It is my great honor. Good morning, Blue. Good morning, Blue.
Good morning, Blue.
You're on with Nicole.
Good morning, Carrie.
How are you?
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Nicole. I am doing wonderful.
Good morning. Good morning.
Rain.
Yes. Great.
I am doing wonderful. Rain. It's
nice to hear from you. You guys can have
We sent that your way,
here.
Blue.
Yeah, well, that
hey,
was
Michael.
Yeah,
oh, it's
be
not cold, but it's
yeah.
definitely rainy. It's definitely rainy.
Oh, wow.
And we're supposed to have
wow.
this rain all day today until about, I think you said 3 o'clock with lows.
And then what
67.
Happens at 3?
I'm sorry.
What happens at, so is the sun supposed to come out down here in Jacksonville, Florida?
They said at around 3 o'clock it's going to be still a little wet, but, you know, 57. It's not bad.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
Wow. Well, that's kind of nice. Yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah, because rain is relaxing.
I'll take that,
relaxing.
Too.
Yeah, rain
Let
is relaxing. I love rain.
We're going to have here in my neck of the woods up here in Brooklyn, New York, we're talking about like around zero and stuff like that. It's going to be freezing cold.
Oh, my goodness.
It's coming into the Northeast. Yeah. So it's going to be cold. But tomorrow... So Saturday evening, it'll warm back up into the 40s. But, yeah, it's going to be super cold today. So the temperature's dropping, precipitously dropping. So it's something we've got to do. So I need the candle. I need my candle today.
Oh, yes.
So, Blue, what do you have for us? Yes, Divine Energy Candles. What have you got for us today?
Do I have a scent for you, Carrie? Today, I'm going to start us off with some dessert for breakfast. And some people might have this for dinner. Yes, we have a strawberry cheesecake. Strawberry cheesecake.
You know what?
Yes,
that's
it is
my favorite.
It is a mouth-watering scent. Yes,
you know
all
what?
My candles and my wax nails.
Okay,
yes,
that's it, Blue. That's
it's
it.
Wonderful, wonderful. This delicious scrumptious with middle notes of strawberries and are rounded out with tangy hints of lemon and orange peel resting on a rich base of vanilla, cream, sugar, and you know we got to have our graham cracker crust. For those of you that love strawberry cheesecake, this scent was baked with you in mind. Keep that in mind, guys. We have our top notes of strawberry, lemon peel, and orange peel. That middle note is strawberry. Strawberry is so pungent to this scent. And that base note is your graham cracker, vanilla, cream, and sugar. I burnt some of that last night, and I had a customer order. I gave it to him last night, too. Oh, as soon as he smelled it, he was like, whoa. I said, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, well, my goodness.
Light up your life. Yes, yes. And
you
I believe my strawberry cheesecake.
Strawberry.
Yes,
exactly. As soon as you said
color.
Strawberry, that was
it. Was over.
Yeah, it was
over.
Yeah, game over. It was over.
You would love
strawberry
cheesecake. Love.
Oh, my God. You guys have to understand
okay, Blue,
this.
You're taking
this
us out on a Friday.
Yeah, you know.
With a bang, bang, bang.
With a bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Super bang.
Divine
Energy
Luxury Candle Line. This is what I'm talking about. And if you guys are just tuning in and you have no idea what we're talking about, let me catch you up here. Blue is the proprietor. She is the woman behind this incredible line of candles. It's called Divine Energy Luxury Candles. And we're just excited. There's a plethora of different types of scents that she has, and even custom scents available. So she'll design it for you if you need. And
absolutely.
I just love this. And so, Blue, you bring us each day. You take us, whatever we're going through here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, you know, our job is every morning that we wake up is to inspire our fans our friends, our
exactly.
family.
Exactly.
Into this broadcast. And you fit right on in with that.
That's
so
it. If you're not inspired by this, something's
yes.
wrong.
I don't know what to do.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Oh, my God, which is my favorite. Now,
yes.
you guys have to
understand,
and I live here in Brooklyn, New York, and they have the famed Junior's Factory, which makes these incredible strawberry cheesecakes as well. And then when I lived out in Los Angeles, I used to go to Manhattan Beach, and I was out in California, that is. I know they have a place out there called Manhattan Beach. and I literally missed New York when I went to Manhattan Beach when I was out in L.A. And but I went to the Cheesecake Factory, and let me tell you something.
Mm.
I love strawberry cheesecake. So I love the scent, the idea.
Yes.
The only thing I'm going to be looking for is a cheesecake. You're going to have to send me the candle from Divine Energy Luxury Candles. And also, I want the strawberry cheesecake candle. And I also want the strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
And I can be both blue.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, that's what I'm already thinking about, Carrie, and
exactly.
Blue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lou, we're going to have to expand your lines for actual, you know, some cheesecake as well. We'll talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just blown away.
Hey,
well,
that's
listen,
wonderful.
I can only,
thank you, Blue.
I can only imagine what Hopkins is going to think about this. I'm afraid to bring in Michael Hopkins. Michael,
uh-oh.
I don't know if you're there and if you've been listening, but you're on with Kara Hines. With Nicole Marie
good
and
morning,
Blue,
Michael.
The queen of the candles. Good morning, Michael Hop. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
I know Michael heard it. Good morning.
Oh, yes, uh-oh. I did, and I'm getting hungry already. Cheesecake. And it's not even 8 o'clock in the morning.
No,
cheesecake. I tell you, she's just educating the brother over here. And by
does
the time
Blue
I finish with
the day.
Yes, she does. I figure this way. You know, I'm already working on my bachelor's in the candelabrathy. So I might as well do a minor in cheesecake, right?
In cheesecake. I'm right with you, Michael.
Yeah, because Blue just, you just bring it, Blue. You
I
really
don't know where she comes
do.
Up with
every
from,
time.
But especially for Friday, we always get a big bang. And
yes.
This is one that will stay with me for a while. You have mentioned several scents, Blue, that are all available at Divine Energy Luxury Candles, but you've mentioned several scents here mid-show that have all stayed with me. So I'm hoping that you do kind of like a replay. You know, give us some of the top 10 of your favorites that you've covered here. So we'll get that together for sometime next week or so. We would love that. Okay, so you will give us some of the top 10 replays. So there'll be some candle scent repeats. And we'll go through it. I can't wait. We would love that, okay?
Yes, that'd be good. That'd be fine, sure.
You brought it. So we want to – I love
that's
going
to be hard to do top 10. Yeah, it's going to be hard.
I know it, but you know what? It's not going to be hard because I just go off for the best sellers, and I keep those lists of, you know, things that go out. I keep a list, so.
You
okay.
do. Awesome. Well,
I definitely look forward to that.
You talk about top notes. You'll be getting Kara Hines notes on this because I'll be sending you my favorite.
Right, yeah.
I want them to be on that list now, Blue.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got several that come to mind. You got it.
Thank
well,
you,
listen.
Blue.
We
thank
you.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Anytime.
Very much so.
Anytime.
Keep rocking.
Yeah.
Keep rocking.
Okay.
Divine Energy Luxury Candles. You guys have got to listen out for Blue's commercial right here at Air Radio. We just love it. Good stuff. All right, Blue, we'll check in with you. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday. With more Blue and more talk and candle talk next week, of course. We'll keep in touch. All right, Blue, thanks again. Jacksonville, Florida, stay
thank
warm
you.
And dry down there.
Oh, yeah, yeah
okay.
Very much.
Said,
yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much.
is she not something blue? It's just fantastic.
Wonderful.
We appreciate her.
Yes.
And adore all the energy
right.
that she
love
puts
it, love it, love it, love it.
To the day. Now, Hopkins, I've got to say, we've got some talking to do today. I don't know if you heard this earlier today, what was kind of moving on the show. We were talking about, guys, watch the background, all that noise, please. Watch the background sounds, please. Michael and I were talking just yesterday about, I don't know what it was, Hopkins, that we were talking about, but then I think there was this whole thing that popped up about that those words that I'd never heard that I thought were transformative. And again, it's called the Making Black Progress.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd never heard that before, Michael. And I asked Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie, you said you had not heard, right? Or did you, had you heard
right.
that before?
I had not.
That.
I had not.
Wow. I'm surprised. Wow.
So tell us what you know about this Making Black Progress, Michael. Share what you told me.
Well, basically, what I shared with you, Carrie, back in the 70s, there was always this emphasis on being the first African-American to do something. I'm the first one, or we have the first African-American. And a phrase developed, and that phrase was, we're making black progress. And it just became something that was acceptable in the black community back in the 70s, even going into the 80s. And I seem to remember even Reverend Jesse Jackson using the phrase. And a lot of the leaders of that time period would use that type of phrase about making black progress. And it just occurred to me that the things that we do here on the All New Hair Radio morning show with our host, Carrie Hines, is that that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We're making black progress in all three areas. Right, in all three areas, the hair, beauty, and community. And we will continue to make black progress, bringing the best programming, the best guests. We will continue to do that. Sound like a plan, Mr. Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie?
Well, now it definitely does, Michael. It's a plan that is put into operation. So I thank you for those kind words. Again, Hair Radio.
Yes,
all about
thank you, Michael.
Black progress. And
that's it.
And Michael, I am going to put a little spin on that. I say making blacks progress. That's what we're all about here. So thank you for that.
That's
that
it.
Education, that information, that knowledge that you just dropped, a nugget. That's what we call a nugget.
Uh-oh. A nugget.
Oh yeah. That's another. And to me, it's transformative because
it
speaks directly to what I have always tried to do and endeavored to do. Let me better say that. And I think we're hitting the mark. I do. I think we're hitting the mark with our efforts with Nicole Marie, who is so amazing. You have an entire platform here that supports you. You are a wife and a mother. You're just doing so many things and getting up every day to support the fans of this broadcast, not to mention your co-host and colleagues. You're doing an incredible job. You're a city board member down in your area.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And
so
you
true.
Find time to help us here. So we appreciate you.
Thank
oh,
you
yes,
so much.
100%.
I appreciate you.
And, oh, you
thank
got
you.
It. And remember,
love our family, love our team.
Ago, absolutely. And it wasn't that long ago that you celebrated your 100th.
100.
Episode. You've been
oh,
here yes. for 100 episodes. So you, Nicole Marie, figured it all out. She now is a queen of the morning. So we so appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
And Hopkins. Absolutely. And what can I say about Michael Hopkins, who has crossed the second year? Yeah. It'll be celebrating 2 years. Well, actually, very soon you'll be celebrating your second year here. You're already in
your second season
of your broadcast of the Vet Talk Radio Show, where you've interviewed so many folks who have made an impact. And when I first mentioned, there was a what's here in veterans, how, what, who, what, how?
Well, yeah, I remember that very well.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, now you can't imagine the Hair Radio Morning Show without our contribution.
Not at all.
To Vet Talk and veterans. You see, I've always believed the best ideas would always be surprising to new ears. I've always thought that. So I remember that. And for me, it was never a surprise. When Hopkins came and said, let's do this, I said, okay, I'm ready.
Right.
And let's do this. Because hair radio has always been about hair, as Michael so eloquently put it as well. Moments ago, it's hair, beauty, and community. To me, helping veterans is the best part of what we do in that
certainly
space of
is.
Community. And also, there's a connection with beauty as well. These are folks who represent the rest of us out here in the world.
How about
and hair
that?
And beauty is important to them as well. They have the same types of challenges that we on the Hair Radio Morning Show fans have talked about. And I know, Michael, you'll be talking about that soon because you as one of the, not just the Hair Radio Show colleague and co-host, part of our morning show team with Nicole Marie and myself, and not just as the host of Vet Talk Radio Show, but you also have your own VTR distributorship. And so do so much and check so many boxes. And we support you right here at the show. So I just want to put that on out there.
Most definitely. Thank you,
Michael.
Most
definitely. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Nicole Marie.
Absolutely.
As they say in the word, team. Together.
We're amazing.
Amazing.
Yes,
right.
We are. Yes, we are.
All achieve
and thank you,
more.
Carrie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank
yeah,
you, Carrie.
Thank you. I'm gonna have to start calling you Dr. Carrie Hines.
That's what I was supposed to
I think
say
Michael,
that
I think we're on our way to our PhD. What do you think?
most definitely.
PhD, the
most
school
definitely.
Of Carrie Hines.
That's very kind. Well, listen, we just
appreciate you so much, Carrie.
Well, back at you guys. I mean, this is what it's all about. We want to help push the needle forward. And, I realize in our community, we are so special. We have so much
yes,
talent.
We are.
We have so much beauty. And we have so much, and I'm going to borrow your word of the year, Michael, for the Vet Talk Radio Show. We have so much resilience. This means something to me, and I hope you guys understand. I think you get it. So
we're
going to take a little bit of a music break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit briefly about Upscale Magazine, and then we're going to roll on in. Our spotlight guest, you've never heard from her. She's going to be with us coming up in the next hour. It's her first time joining us. She represents a huge company that you guys have seen on television. I've seen them on the Real Talk Show. They're going to be at the International Beauty Show in Manhattan. I'll see them there because I plan to be there too. In fact, I have to please remind. I got an update on that one too. I got an update on that.
Wonderful.
So much stuff. There's so much to tell you about. here's the thing, and I hope you guys like this, and then I'm going to go to our music break, that we get this weekend version of the Hair Radio Show on. There's so much to talk about. We don't have enough hours to talk about all the things
we
that
don't.
Are happening. And we're on a lot, and we still don't have enough time. So we're on
right.
the move. I don't know what to tell you. You know, if you're not a part of what we're doing,
better jump on the train. Because we're moving full speed ahead.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay. Now, you guys, I have to, you know, I love this song. And I have, there are two songs I always have to play each week because I just love this. It just got on my radar not all that long ago. And it's by, I just discovered this when we lost one of the members of this super group that has been around for decades with a huge string of hits. And one of my good friends, Mr. Williams, said, Carrie, I love this. This is my favorite song called Happiness. And I said, Happiness? Yeah, by the Pointer Sisters. I said, really? How does it go? I never even heard of it. I guess I've been under a rock, Michael. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
That could be a problem. So the good news is I took a listen and I said, okay, these were some singing women. And they're still out there performing. They have a different version of the group members, obviously. But I just love it. So we're going to get on Happiness because it's all about happiness. And then a little later, we're going to close out the show with one of my favorites as well. So we're going to have you guys to stay with us. When we come back, we're going to chat a little bit, like I said. We have to just, you know, tip our hat to the upscale folks. And then we're rolling in with our special spotlight guest. You don't want to miss it, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is only a few minutes. Stay with us.
I love the way you love to live. You love life. Your inspiration. I love the way that you give. Your heart so freely. Your sweet sensation. You're my invitation to
thank you for your interest in promotion with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. We're the longest-running daily hair radio show in the history of broadcasting, 27 years and counting. If you're looking for affordable and effective advertising that specializes in the needs of small boutique businesses that really have to be careful where they place their promotions budgets, here it is. Hair Radio is the hair and beauty industry's best friend. The Hair Radio Morning Show reaches millions around the world and your next-door neighbor. If you have a new hair product line or having a hair event, let us create a radio commercial for free. Maybe you need to increase your profile in the hair industry. Then why not be featured as a guest on our show, or let us write a book to tell your story. Take a look at these low rates. Select from our plan features on the left that include radio show commercials to guest appearances on the show. Then take a look at what meets your budget on the right. Ah, amazing. The Hair Radio Morning Show airs weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. To find us on the internet, Google these five words. The Hair Radio Morning Show. And you'll see many broadcasts to choose from. The Hair Radio Morning Show was inspired by women of color and welcomes all conversations and celebrations of hair, culture, and community. Visit our website at hairradio.com. Remember, there's just one letter R in the middle of the word Hair Radio. Thank you, and let's get started. Grab a pen and paper to write down our number, or just scan the screen's QR code. Our toll-free number is 833-402-8882. Thank you.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house and doing it makes you feel better, that's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you just to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today for the very, very first time. I want to say Maya Vanna and the lady behind it, I think the force behind it, we have with us right now. Again, first time on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Let me welcome Miss Robin Gruber. Good morning to you. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Carrie. I appreciate it. We are so excited to be a part of your show. I've been hearing about it for years, and it's just exciting to meet you. Yes.
Thank you. And likewise, I have to say, I'm a big, big fan. I've heard all about Maya Vanna in the past, like, you know, just here and there, I'd check something on TV or, you know, somebody passing through and might mention. But I'm so happy to have you, you know, this whole thing come about. And before we go any further, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the folks who made this happen. First and foremost, let me just shout out to your colleague first, Shirley Dickerson and the folks, your team, to help put all this together and coordinate it for us at My Ivana. So this is really nice. And Sam from Sam Inham from BOPSA.org, who all of the new members that come to BOPSA, which, you know, for you guys out there who don't know, the Black-owned Beauty Supply Association, and that's, his website's BOPSA.org. Sam sends everybody to the Hair Radio Morning Show so we can really get them on and give them the biggest, warmest welcome that we can from everybody in the industry and our experience. So this is very special this morning to have you guys on. And someone so accomplished, I've talked to a lot of folks here, Robin. I got to say, you are definitely up there with all of this. I said, my goodness, you've been busy. So
thank you so much.
Yes. Yes. Well, listen, I want to kind of go back a little bit. But before we even get back to, you know, some of the background here, tell the folks who this is the first time they're hearing about My Ivana. Tell us about My Ivana, please.
Absolutely. And first, I must do like you, Carrie. I have to give a shout out to our team. Shirley Dickerson is our global brand manager, and Sam is one of our partners. Mm-hmm. He's such a jewel in the industry. Anytime we get to have legacy of that nature is just such a blessing. And just to give you a little clarity, my name is Robin D. Groover, and I'm actually Chief Hair Officer of My Ivana. Candace Mitchell Harris is our fearless founder and CEO.
Thank you for that.
And she is amazing. I'm quite sure we're going to be able to get her on the show as well.
Let me shout out Ms. Candace. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Absolutely.
She is everything. We met about maybe 8 years ago. The company is now a decade. And so I am super excited about the growth and the good work that we do and helping save hair strands through technology. So from the My Ivana team, thank you, Carrie, for having us here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about that. What exactly is My Ivana? And where did the name come from? I said to myself, where did the name, how did that all happen? And tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, great question. Well, My Ivana, actually, we are a beauty tech company that makes software for hair. And the word My Ivana comes from your destination, which is hair nirvana.
And so that's how
My Ivana was created. Absolutely. And there's a
really cool story
behind that. And I'll save that for Candace. You know, we have to keep the things for her to talk about as well.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm loving this. I think this is great. Yes. And speaking of your founder, Candace, and all the folks at My Ivana and everybody that I've just in this little bit of time have uncovered, I'm just blown away. You guys have taken this whole, to me, it's promotions, it's education, it's information, it's just everything out there with beauty and wellness and hair and it's even bigger than that. And you've merged it with technology. You've done so much, and I just love it. And we are just eating it up.
Yes, okay. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I'm going to calm down, but you hit it on the head.
Listen, I've got some questions for you. Now, you know what, and that's where we're going to start. Now, you mentioned, and you gave me some clarity, you are the chief hair officer. So, and I love
am.
That. I've never heard of a chief hair officer in 3 decades.
Well, yes,
so
absolutely.
what's the role that what does a chief hair officer do at a company? Tell us about that.
Very good question. I'll just give you a little background on how this all came together. I've been in the industry for 30 years plus and always a futurist in mindset. And in my salon, during this particular time, we were overwhelmed with the amount of paper when it came to doing consultations, which is, for us, the foundation of healthy hair. When you're consulting and servicing a client. And quite frankly, I asked God a question, and I was like, how do I stay relevant in beauty? And he the answer was, what gave you your most success? Which is ionic technology and ceramic tools. So the answer was technology. So needing a technology partner, I asked a direct question, and I was directed to Maya Vanna. And we had done projects before, and I found an email, called it, and there was Candace on the other line. And it's so amazing, Carrie, that throughout the years we started seeing pictures where we had been together in the same places at the same time. And when I first met her, it was actually at a Bronner Brothers show. They were just launching. I was so proud of them because innovation is very important for our industry. And with Candace's vision of seeking hair guidance as a computer scientist, she put a stake in the ground and took that opportunity and brought it to life. And so once I started looking at consultations, we would do hair and strand analysis in the salon, and I'm really big on process and systems, but building, you have to pick your lane and keep on going and work it, for the best of your ability. And so here comes Candace doing the same work with a different foundation of technology. And it was just a beautiful beginning. And so as chief hair officer, I came in actually looking to build technology and found a technology family. And with that, being a chief hair officer started out with basically as an advisor, because my experience with healthy hair and my methodology is very results oriented. I feel that if you cannot transform the hair, it's not giving the client the best of its ability. And so with that, starting off with consultation, we started working from there, and they were in a phase of deep diving in the science of hair. And that, for hair geeks, made me so happy because now I had a place to go in the science without being frowned upon. Because, we go in this industry a lot of times as artists. And what I realized with the hair challenges, if we're going to be solutionists, it has to start with the science. And that was the beginning of my chief hair officer pathway. It started and is rooted in consulting and the science of hair.
Amazing. Well, let me tell you something. You guys you've done some work. And when we hear, science and, kind of combining it with hair, we shouldn't run and we shouldn't be fearful of science and the words like technology and kind of mixing all of that together, so to speak. Over the years, because even when I came along and when we started out several decades ago, the industry, hair care in general was very different. And the natural, I call it a movement, but
natural hair, it was a little different. Now there are parts of it that some consider to be, you know, people say trendy, this and that. But I go back to the days where it was very much spoke to a big, powerful message and all of that. And all this to say, you know, so what about yourself? Have you come across where folks, you know, when they hear the words science and technology and, you know, folks, some folks are thinking computers and, oh, I don't know that much about this or I don't know that much about that. Or what's been your experience?
Very good question, Carrie. Well, Thank you. When it comes to my Ivana, people would always ask, what is it? What do you do? And what we realized, because we were so deep into science, that building, it was very important for us to have community and sisterhood and brotherhood around it, because that's what really connects people together, is the fact that it's how you make someone feel. And that's what this is all about. It's about being able to take the tools like technology and computers and great products and great people and great brands and bring it within an ecosystem that really supports you wherever your journey starts. So that is a part of this process that we've been able to really put some legs and give the whole entire ecosystem a place to park, because we work with brands, consumers, salon owners, large companies that are manufacturers, distributors, associations, and it was because we really positioned ourselves as an industry partner. Now, when it comes to technology, the thing that is fascinating for me as a creative is that we have no walls and no boundaries of how much we can create, because the container is infinite. And that is the exciting part. So we get to have this playground of being a worldwide concierge for those who are seeking guidance in hair care, whether it's in the palm of your hand, on your laptop, whether you see us at a trade show or talk to one of our consultants on the phone, we're really building a culture of meeting you where you are. So when it comes to the technology, if someone's interested to deep dive in that, we have something for you. If you're like, I just want a good shampoo, what is my texture? We can answer those questions as well. So that's the exciting part about being a beauty tech company, because it merges everything together. And also it gives opportunity in the cosmetology space, the hair care space, for people to seek careers beyond the chair. And that's what we're excited about.
And that's a big, that's everybody, well, I'll say lots of folks have been on the show, you know, in the cosmetology space. I love how you put that. That's exactly what they're looking for. They love, you know, the career that it has, you know, everything that it's allowed me to do, and it was nothing against cosmetology or anything at all like that. They're just looking to kind of go to another level, or to, you know, just become, you know, more, I guess, better known in the industry, for lack of a better way to say that. And I just love that you guys, you hit every point, though, everybody in, you know, on this whole spectrum of hair and beauty. You guys cover every aspect, it looks like to me. So this is amazing. That's the way it seems.
Thank you.
Okay, well, first, you're welcome. Let me bring everybody up to speed here. If you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm here, of course, in Brooklyn, New York. Now, I have a very, very special guest who is, I'm going to call you now, the CHO. She's the Chief Hair Officer
for an incredible company that you guys have already heard of them. Hi, Ivana. You guys have been around for a while now. And my very special guest today is Robin Groover, who is just doing big, big things. Let me just say that. And just going a little bit about your own story, I just, one of the big questions that I really had, and even though you talked a little bit about the background, who inspired you? That is what, whereas I'm reading through everything, I'm like, well, hold it. Who poured this into you? You're so dynamic. So how did that all come about?
Terry, thank you. Mm-hmm. It was my mom. It was my mom. I grew up as an only child, and love.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, hold on. I thought the only child was supposed to be shy. I thought the only child was supposed to be shy. Isn't that the stereotype?
Yes. I am an introvert, really, though. I am.
Oh, okay.
It was the amount of love that she poured in, and she never even, I never even thought about limitation. I never thought about anything was impossible. And so all of my friends and family would say, oh, yeah, you know, Robin's in La La Land. And so I was like, well, you know, it's pretty cool here. And that's why I love Patty.
Wow.
Because I could think about something and I had no boundary. And so that's kind of how I live. I'm really a free spirit, Carrie, and my mom was my inspiration, and I asked God every step, you know, which way I should go. And even in his guidance, my missteps are still on purpose. And I think that that's the beauty about life is that, you know, when you are guided in love and you are rooted in great counsel of people who care about you, your mistakes, your bumps, your bruises, your learnings, all of it has purpose behind it. And so therefore, you know, you end up in some places that you never would have expected. And that's kind of how I've been tracking along. And in the industry, Dolores Green from my hometown, Savannah, Georgia, she gave me my first opportunity to be a salon owner. I was too young to even know that it was a risk. And Mr. McBride, who is the founder of McBride Research Laboratories of Design Essentials, gave me an opportunity to work in research and development, and that's when I realized that a chair was possible. Looking at him, I knew being a CEO was possible. Belinda Baker, she was the first educator that I saw that it blew my mind how she spoke, how she was able to carry a crowd, and her knowledge base. She was an inspiration instantly. And those are the people who really inspired me in the hair industry. Salons, I started studying the top 200 salons in the country, doing a million or more in revenue, and I realized that people of color, we weren't on the list. And that was shocking.
Wow.
And this was in the late 90s, early 2000s. And what I realized, the business models were the same. All you had to do was plug in your business DNA and follow the guide of really building a corporation. And, you know, I started out in the industry very young because my only goal was freedom, period. And so with that, I had a lot of limitation. However, being a self-study, self-taught entrepreneur, I was able to find my way to understanding there's a difference between small business and big business. And that was another reason technology was attractive, because I had done small business well. And I knew that it was something I did not know. So that drove me to studying different industries, different models. And I give a shout out to Candace again. Being a graduate from Georgia Tech, the pathway in the technology world, especially for a young person of color, gave this point of view of this is how you do big business. And
absolutely.
With that, we were able to merge wisdom in the industry and eyes of the future to start creating models that fit us better. Because truthfully, in the tech world, what was interesting when I first started learning about it, I was like, this is for trust fund babies. This is not for us. They are
right.
giving funding to ideas. No, where I come from, you better have a client before you open a business. You better
absolutely.
Know your revenue stream before you start, you know, doing a business.
Right.
So it was brand new and exciting. And just being able to learn all the time is exciting as well. I would share with any of the audience members, always be a student, you know, and make sure the people that you team up with and you connect with, that there's an alignment that begins on a spiritual level, because the world is hard enough to fight the obstacles of keeping your faith when you're not in alignment. And the thing that I know that holds this company together with a super glue is we are rooted in understanding that our steps are guided by God. And being in an entrepreneur setting, we get to say that boldly. You know, I never understood the corporate, what do they call it, protocols of,
pardon?
Yes, of what to say and not what not to say and what
right.
was politically correct. That's what I'm looking for.
Right.
PC. Didn't have to go that route. And that's what I would say to anybody. The thing about all the people in our company, they follow their truth. And what I love about Shirley, who's our global brand manager,
Shirley Dickinson,
corporate in the level of excellence. So all the things that I don't know, she keep us in order and of true excellence. And so I tell anybody, you know, rather your career path takes you straight into entrepreneurship or takes you to higher learning to get a PhD, or you
right.
follow your bliss as an artist, be in alignment, stay on purpose, know your truth, and trust. Trust the journey because it's purpose in all the stumbling blocks. And then when you get to these milestones to celebrate, they mean a lot. And so those are the things that we really live by. And
well,
I think that's important.
I am just blown away. And I love everything about your story and what you have done connecting with my Ivana. I think this is amazing. And I just want to know, well, first, let me just ask you, how would people find out more about my Ivana? And all that
I'm so
you do,
glad you asked.
Yes, please.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
On Instagram, we're at My Ivana Hair. And My Ivana Hair Care. And let me just give an overview about what we do that's exciting
absolutely.
For the listeners.
Yeah.
One, for all of you who are searching for answers, rather it's manageability, dry hair, thinning hair, damaged hair, or even you don't know exactly what to do with your hair, we actually have a digital assessment that you answer some questions and you can get an instant recommendation of what direction to go in. That's part one.
And I this saw that and I was in, blown away with that.
Yes,
that I, wow.
And science and knowledge and technology all wrapped up in one. Then you say, okay, Robin, all good, but I still need more. We have an amazing Myovana in the lab experience where we actually do strand analysis. So
wow.
We'll send you a hair kit and you can comb through. We have five sections of your head that you comb your hair through. Natural shedding, you don't have to cut it. You put it in an envelope, send it back to us. We have an amazing lead analyst, Tanisha. She is, I mean, brilliant. She's a scientist. Like, when you see her, and her hair is amazing, but to know that these women of color, these black women from science and engineering and cosmetology and all the ologies come together because we care. And
love
she
it.
And her team analyze the strands. You actually get a healthy hair care plan. And you can see it on our app because we do have an app. We're rooted in technology as well as
right.
Everything that you need from your shampoo and conditioner all the way down to what hair tips, techniques, and tools. The other thing, Carrie, we are agnostic. So what that means is we don't have products that are under the Myovana brand. We partner with other product lines. We take them to research. We look and see what does this product do well. We put it in the system. And so for those customers that are seeking solutions with our technology tool, it will actually give the guidance of what products work best. So now we have opportunities for product owners and consumers to actually come together that their hair texture, type, and condition works the best with. And that is such a blessing. Because one of the things that Candace couldn't believe when she was in school as a computer scientist was the fact that how could she not get an app that's going to tell her what to use on her hair as she was having these challenges. And these hair journeys are not something that we just do, but it's something that we live. And
absolutely.
And that's the exciting part. So those are two of our offerings. And as I said earlier, we have a whole entire ecosystem. So for those people who are looking to be a part of the industry, we actually have a hair and beauty network. And you'll get to talk to Shirley if you sign up for that, who we've mentioned several times in this interview, because Shirley is over the Hair and Beauty Network. So what we do is an assessment, like a business assessment or career assessment, and figure out your goals and how we can support you in it. And then we get a plan together and help you on that journey. And, of course, Sam is a huge part of that because the black beauty supply stores are so integral for our ecosystem as well. And so now you have this great opportunity of merging the two together. And this is where we sit that we're excited about in this season is retail innovation. So if you have a beauty supply store, you're a salon owner, or even e-commerce, we have a tool that will help customize for your offerings that actually take a picture using AI technology and machine learning will give the customer their texture, type, and condition and automated instant result of what products to choose out of your particular offering bucket. So it's so many wonderful things that are happening in our
company. That's unbelievable. Yes, and I love that. I love that. Again,
thank
you know,
you,
folks, and I just
you.
Want to make sure, yes, absolutely, our fans, that they know that this is a great positive side of technology. And I really mean it. And I love everything that Robin has said today on the show. And I'm just a listening. it's innovation on steroids, okay? This is incredible. So we're loving everything. So Chief Hair Officer, you guys have done it at My Ivana. So I'm just loving it. So your website now is myivana.com?
Yes, www.myivana.com. And you can read all about us there. It's a great place to start with your journey. Our Instagram, and we just started on TikTok really good. Our lead hair consultant, Karen, she's exciting. So this part, Carrie, you talked about the technology and the positive side.
Yes.
We all need those human touch points. So you can actually book a consultation with one of our hair consultants, and they'll do a video consultation and help you with your hair journey at that
You guys have thought of everything. I don't think I can
we
say what's
are
next.
Excited.
That's usually my question at the end. But you've done it. So I can't wait to hear what you guys, what you're planning for that you haven't already thought of. So that's my big
Thank
question
you,
to you, Robin Hoover. Yes, and I'm loving My Ivana. I'm loving it. So
Thank
what are
you.
Some of the other things that, if there's one thing that you know, that you have on that big vision board out there, again, I can't imagine what that would be because you've got everything under the sun, which is fabulous. It's fabulous for our industry. So I
thank you
completely and your entire team at My Ivana. So let me just put that
thank
on out there.
Thank you so much.
And
we're so excited.
Yes.
Yes.
But
we're excited, and I'll tell you what's happening this year. We are doing IBS. New York
Pavilion.
Yes, you have to come by and
you
spend
know what?
Time with us.
Robin, I go to IBS every single year. So I usually they're on my show. I have the director, the ED is always on my show here each year. And
I
so
love
it. Yes. So and I go every year. Now, while you're in New York, this is great because I myself am having a special show on March 6th that during the while the IBS is going on, I will be here in New York and we have a little theater show where we're doing a nice intimate setting for folks in and around the hair and beauty industry and that space. So, and it's in Manhattan, so it's right
a
few minutes
school
subway
stop.
Yes,
it's in the
East Village, so it's beautiful.
I love
that.
So, I'll make sure I mention that in our meeting on Monday.
Yes,
that's so exciting.
You're going to have a great time.
So I know
really
it.
Nice. Yeah,
yes,
and like Bronner Brothers and IBS and all those big folks out there of this.
Yes,
we're
doing Bronner Brothers in New Orleans.
Oh,
that's
yes,
in April. Yes,
yeah,
we're
doing
excited
it,
about that.
Yeah, and Bernard, they keep us informed. Upscale Magazine got a shout out to all my folks that we're all connected with.
Yes, you know we're all family for surely.
Yes, we are. Well, listen, I have to say you make us feel like family too. So it's just a lot of folks they just put the words out there, but
you know, we get that sense that this is something that you really believe in, Robin Groover. So
I just
say thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. No, thank you. I appreciate it. When I saw the email come in, I was like, I made it, Mommy. I'm going to be on the Carrie Hines show. I love that.
You are so kind.
You are such a great contributor to the industry. And I just want to give you some flowers right now. So thank you.
Oh, well, likewise. Like I said, back at you. And I just thank you again. Robin, I have to ask you, anybody else you want to shout out to before we sign off today? I want to make sure and get that in. Okay, I'm going to always make sure.
I'm going to give the team one more shout out.
First, I'm going to thank Sam
for this great connection. Shirley for always holding us in great posture. And our fearless leader, Candace. She is amazing.
Yes.
It's such a blessing.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
We're gonna insist that we get her here.
We get her here, and Tanisha, along with Deandra in customer service, and Karen, our lead hair consultant, and our technology guys. Oh my goodness, our CTO Hakeem and Carabelle, who's over. Our AI technology, he's our AI engineer. We are a global company, and we're excited about that. We have teams, members in different time zones. That's our North Star right now, really, is to put our global footprint across the world and make sure that there is not one strand out there that has not been touched and loved in some type of way. Because hair is unique as a fingerprint, and we really care. That's our system. Consult, analyze, recommend, and educate. And, that's it.
The acronym. That is it. You have got it. And I'm just going to put the word hair in front of that. So, listen, again, I've got to thank Robin Groover from My Ivana today. Being our very, very special, and I do mean special guest here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, it has been a great pleasure and honor. And we're going to have you back, too, real soon.
Pleasure all mine. If you ever want to co-host or just chat it up, give me some subjects. I am all yours because I'm so thankful for getting the opportunity to meet you.
Oh, well, we are going to hold you to that. And believe me, we'll be reading you up. We got to get you back.
And it's just a flight away. Just a flight away. I'm in Atlanta, so yes.
Well, you're going to be in, that's why I love this, because you're going to be in New York. The IBS show is the 5th, 6th, and 7th. I already know it in my head. And that Monday is when we're having our little afternoon thing from 2:30 to 6:30. So I'm going to make sure that you get all the details and come out and be one of our special VIP guests.
Thank you so much,
Gary. We'll pick that. Again,
awesome.
You know, just keep doing what you're doing. Robin Groover, thanks again
thank
for being
you.
With us today.
You absolutely.
All right.
You
got it. All right. Well, folks, keep it right here. There's a whole lot more to go on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
They didn't know what you carried, and they
treated you like you were common. And God wanted them to treat you that way because he wanted you to see who they were. Because nothing exposes character more than the way you treat people you don't think you need. If you knew what I carried and what God was doing, you'd latch on. But God said, I'm going to hide you in plain sight to show you who your real crew is and who the fake ones are.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hair Radio. All right, it's Friday, February 3rd, 2023, everybody. It has been just an incredible show. We're in our third hour. We call our spotlight hours. We kind of wind down on this week's broadcast. And I just have to bring my crew, my morning show crew, which will be kind of building up by one next week. But first, let me just welcome the folks who let me helped me to hold it down here for so long. Michael Hopkins and Nicole Marie. Again, great to have you guys with us. And real excited.
Thank you, Carrie. Yes, very excited.
Oh, very much. Very much excited.
Just blown away this morning, Carrie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I want to hear it. Nicole Marie, let's lead in with you. Why were you blown away?
Wow. Just listening to Robin. Like you said, definitely innovation on steroids. I love it. My Ivana, that is, oh my goodness, so amazing. I love what she said about being hair beauty beyond the chair. That's it, beauty beyond the chair. And when she talked about being in spiritual alignment, and just, I mean, she had just so many key nuggets. Just, oh, my goodness. I just love it. Love
wow.
it.
Okay. Hopkins, what do you say? Now that you're
what
new
do
to
I
the
say,
world
Carrie?
Of hair and beauty. Yes.
What do I say? Yes. I have been introduced to another world of which I never knew existed. And the more you bring it on the show, the more educated I get, and it inspires me because as a veteran, we all want to do something different. When we hang that uniform up for the last time and we step out into another world, back into the civilian world, I love what she said about careers beyond the chair. I love what she said when she said that, and that's the takeaways I always get out of this with you, Carrie, when you present, when you interview people in the hair and the beauty industry, it just strengthens my resilience and belief in this system. It just strengthens it. And I can see, you know, I'm not on the girl power side per se, but I definitely see how this all just fits together. It really does. It all fits together.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Well, let me tell you, first, I agree with both of you, and amazing sentiments by both of you. I am blown away by Robin Gruber's commitment as the chief hair officer and the creativity to even come up with these things and to combine
right.
that passion with science, and not in a scary way where it's math and we got to figure it out. No, they've
right.
done the work for it.
Right, right.
And I love that.
Well, Carrie, yes, and I love what, yes. when she was talking about focusing on something and having limitless boundaries. If everybody thought like that, oh, my goodness. Just
oh,
amazing.
Yeah.
I thought she was fantastic. I look forward to seeing Robin at the International Beauty Show coming up on March 5th, 6th, and 7th. I'll be there in the early – I'll be there all day Sunday, the 5th. And then because of our own show on Monday, I'm going to try to run by there early in the morning to bring folks over to our live hair event, which is in the same community. You can practically walk from the
show
at Jacob Javits over to our East Village community for our event, which is our live stage show. It's called the Hair Radio Show on Stage. And that's our show is Monday, March 6th, 2023, from 2:30 to 6:30. Tickets are out there on Eventbrite.com, and I'm so excited. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of folks coming out. So, again, I'll be at IBS. I'm super excited about it. I can't wait to see my Ivana and so many friends. I can barely make it around the building because I see so many people, and we stop and chat and catch up. So I'm real, real excited about it. So folks, I just wanted to tell you guys what's happening next week. We've got a lot going on here at the Hair Radio Show. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Sam Innan. He will be with us next Friday.
Great.
And we're going to continue to support BAFSA, throughout this month.
Yes, always support BAFSA.
Absolutely. And he brings us such great folks to introduce you guys to, just like Upscale Magazine. So you guys know Upscale Magazine. They'll be doing a cover reveal coming up on the 8th of February. So as soon as they do the cover reveal, we'll get that out on our online community so you guys can see who that is, who's made the cover. We'll be covering Upscale's cover reveal right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And they'll be with us at our event. Upscale will be at our event on March 6th as one of our media sponsors, along with Yada TV and, of course, BAFSA and the Soul Town Magazine as well will be
there.
So lots of things to talk about. Eugene Davis will be there. So many others. My brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, is making an appearance. We're going to check in with some others.
Wow.
And all of this, we're updating. It's just a lot. So we're going to be doing that.
Yes.
You got to
continuously
check on things.
No, not at all.
I want to remind everybody that Carapy is out there. It's not too late to be a distributor. Go to carapy.com. You can start off as an affiliate. It's totally free to be an affiliate. We have different Carapy distributorships, and they are available depending on what tier you would like to come in as, and we can talk with you about that. You guys know we have an entire toll-free line, which is 833-402-8882. So once again, that's 833-402-8882. It's been an incredible week. I have loved every single aspect of it.
Yeah,
absolutely amazing.
I want to do a pop-up show on this Sunday morning. I'm going to kind of just pop it on up. We're going to just start the broadcast and hope you guys kind of join on in Sunday morning, probably around 8 o'clock in the morning. So it should go like 8 to 11 on Sunday, this Sunday. So if you're around, that's our Hair Radio pop-up show. So I think it's going to be fun. And you never know what you're going to hear. We've got some things that we're going to play for you guys that you specifically asked for, plus some things that you haven't heard right here coming up. It's live on Sunday. That will be the 5th of February 2023. So definitely tune in. You dial the same 516 number, and you'll be tuned in, 516-453-9458, to listen to the show as normal. Looking forward to it. So we're going to hope we'll see what happens. I'm Carrie Hines. You guys, it's been an incredible week. Michael, for the week. Yes, you want to send folks. So you're still working on your series. You're in the midst of your series at for the Vet Talk Radio Show, right? Tuesdays, 8:30 in the morning.
Pretty much.
Okay, Nicole Marie, any girl power talk, anything you want to leave us with today?
want to remind
yes,
the wonderful
I just want to send a shout out to all of my Girl Power girls and women. Please check out our Hair Radio, the host chat. I'm always adding information. This month I am featuring so many fabulous and inspirational women for Black History
wow.
Month. So stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Oh,
always
wow.
look out for it.
Wow. Awesome. Go to HAIRadio.com and click on the blue button, and it'll take you to all the group pages, which includes the host chat that Nicole Marie is talking about. So again, go to www.HAIRadio.com. Click on the blue button and go to the group pages. And if you are a member, it doesn't matter. You can click those and read. You don't have to register if you don't wish to. But if you would like to, it's a free membership. So simply go to hrmember.com and do the honors. All right. Well, I have really enjoyed this week. My favorite moment. I don't know. There were so many. This was probably one of my
favorite.
There have
been so many this week.
There were lots
yes,
of moments.
It's hard to pick just one, Gary.
I know. I think one of the highlights had to have been the special guest that was nominated for an Academy Award. I think she knocked it out of the box. We'll talk about her next week.
Out of the ballpark.
Yeah. So, folks, just make it a really good, good weekend. And we love you here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You help to keep us going here. So we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much.
Great job, team. Yep. Awesome job, family. Here is Julia and our outro. Take it away.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Kerry Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible.